Today, we will learn the last two Mishnayos of the second Perek of Nozir. This will be lesson number 9, in which we will learn Perek Beis, Mishneh Tes, and Mishneh Yud, the 9th and 10th Mishnah of the second Perek of Nozir. Suppose a person accepts upon himself two neziruyot, two separate commitments to be a nozir, in the following manner. Hareini nozir. One commitment is to be a nozir. Just those two words would commit him, of course, to stam nezirus shloshim yom, to a nezirus of 30 days. And then he makes a second commitment. V'nozir kishayihye libein. I also want to accept upon myself a second term of Nazirus when and if I have a son. Fine. His wife is not pregnant, or she's pregnant and hasn't given birth, and he has upon himself the commitment of Hareini Nozir. So he begins. Hischil Mona Es Shelo. He begins to count his own personal nezirus, which is not contingent upon the birth of a child, of a son. Fine. Suppose here he is counting his days, and on my day 20 of his own personal nezirus, mazel tov, achakach nolad lo ben. In the midst of the term of his own nezirus, his wife gives birth to a son, and now he's obligated in the second nezirus. So how does he conduct himself? The Mishnah tells us that we don't say that he, continues to count from day 20 to day 30, stop, take his shave and his haircut, bring his karbonos, and then begin the nezirus which he committed himself to upon the birth of a son. No, we don't say that. But rather, we do say that. Mashlim es shelo, he continues to count his own nezirus. And then, when he finishes day 30, he finishes first Nazirus, then he begins to count day 1 of the second Nazirus, which he's doing kind of in celebration of the birth of his son. Now here, the Gemara explains to us, following some of the Meforshim, Rashi, Tosfos, and Maseches Nozir, that in this situation, he conducts himself with two separate distinct Naziruyos consecutively. After Nazirus number 1, which is Nazirus Shalom, in our example of 30 days, he takes his haircut, etc. He brings his korbonos, etc. Then he conducts his second Nazirus, and after that does his taglachas and his korbonos. But suppose the opposite. Hareini nozir kishayihi yeli ben. He makes one commitment. The first commitment he makes is to be a nozir upon the birth of a son. V'nozir. And he makes a second commitment to be a nozir stam. So he has accepted upon himself two neziruyos. But in this case, the first nezirus is the contingent one, the one contingent upon the birth of a ben. And the second one is a nezirus stam. Nevertheless, his son has not been born yet, so he can begin to count his second nezirus. This nezirus which he expressed second. So that's what he does. His chil mona es shelo. His wife hasn't given birth yet. No son yet here. So he begins to count the second nezirus that he committed himself to. Now, in the middle, let's say, for example, that Nazirus is going to be a 30-day Nazirus. And on day 20, Mazel Tov, the son is born. So here we have a different situation than we had before. Here, he has to interrupt that first Nazirus at day 20, put it on hold, so to speak, begin to count the Nazirus that he's committed to for the birth of a son, complete that nezirus, meniach es shelo, umone es shel beno, and he counts his second nezirus. Let's say that also was on day 30. So at the end of day 30 of the second nezirus, which is the 50th day that he has been in the status of a nazir, achakach mashlim es shelo. Then he continues and completes the 10 days that are missing from his first nezirus. Now, in such a case, he cannot have a taglachas after the nezirus for his son, because if he would do that, and he's only left with 10 days for the nezirus of Shelo, he cannot have a second taglachas, because he's only 10 days without that haircut. And as we will learn in the next Mishnah, Ein taglachas pochos mishloshim yom. The taglachas, the shaving and the haircut of the nazir, can only be upon a 30 days growth of hair. So here in our example, at the end of the 20 days of the first nezirus, of course he cannot have a taglachas, he's not finished his nezirus. But he stops and counts 30 days for nezirus beno. At that point he could have a taglachas for nezirus beno, but if he does, then he's only 10 days left for his first nezirus. And at the end of those 10 days he can't have a taglachas. So therefore he postpones the taglachas of Nezirus Beno until after those last 10 days, total of 60 days, and then has the taglachas for both Nezirus simultaneously. One taglachas which serves for both Nezirus. Meniach eshelo, umona eshel beno, v'yachakach mashlim eshelo, the Mishnah says, and he of course only has one tiglachas physically, although that physical tiglachas, that haircut, serves halachically for both nezirus. But korbanos, he brings two sets of korbanos at day 60. One for the nezirus shelo, which was interrupted at day 20 and completed the last 10 days from days 50 to 60. And one for the nezirus shel beno, which began on day 20 and extended until day 50. This is following the pshat of Rashi and Tosfos. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Yud, continues and says, suppose I gave you the simple examples when each Nezirus was 30 days, but suppose we have a different scenario. A person says, Hareini Nozir Lichishiyeheli Bein. The first Nezirus he commits himself to is contingent upon the birth of a son. And he makes a second commitment to Nezirus for 100 days. He says, V'nazir me'ayom, I want to be a Nazir for 100 days. Now, suppose he begins, his wife hasn't given birth yet to his son, and he begins to count the days of his Nezirus. Let's say, a 100-day Nezirus. It's a 100-day Nezirus. So he starts to count them. Nolad lo bein ad shivim. Suppose the son is born at day 30 of the 100 days of Nezirus Shelo, at day 50, at day 69. No problem. Lo hivsit klum. Why? Because he can stop there, stop at day 60, let's say, conduct himself for the Nezirus of the bein that was now born. So from day 60 to 90, he does the Nezirus for his son. He now has 40 days to go because he stopped his Nezirus Shel Me'o Yom at day 60. He has 40 days to go. So when he finishes counting the Nezirus of the Bein and has a Taglachas for the Nezirus of the Bein and brings the Karbonos for the Nezirus of the Bein, he can resume the interrupted Nezirus Shelo. He's got 40 days to go. At the end of those 40 days, no problem, he can have a Taglachas because he has 40 days worth of hair growth. Lo hifsid klum. He's lost nothing. I gave the example of 60, but I could have given the example of any number until 70. But supposedly, achar shivim. Suppose he's counting his first Nezirus Shelo, which is 100-day Nezirus, and he's reached some number over 70, so that he does not have 30 days to go. Let's say, for example, he's counted until day 80, and on day 80 he gets the Mazel Tov Nolad L'Chobain. So if he stops at that point and then resumes after conducting the Nezirus that was contingent upon the birth of the Bain, he's only got 20 days left to go, and he can't have a Tiglachas after that. So therefore the Mishnah says, Soser Shivim, meaning, in our example, when he went until 80, you've got to break that number 80 down back to 70. He loses those 10 days. We only consider it as if he had done 70 days. And he does the Nezirus of his son, which is, let's say, is a 30-day Nezirus. At the end of that point, he resumes his Nezirus Shelo, for which he really only has 20 days left, but we make him do it for 30 days so that he should be able to have a Teglachas for this Nezirus Shelo. So Ser Shivin, which really means, as the Pirush HaMishnayos of Rambam says, So Ser Ad Shivin. He loses those days which are above 70. If it's 80 in our example, he loses those 10 days. If he counted 72 days, he loses 2 days. If he counted 99 days, he loses 29 days. And he resumes his Nezirus, his interrupted Nezirus, and conducts it for 30 days. Why? She'ein tiglachas pachos mishloshim yom. There cannot be a tiglachas on the growth of hair unless that growth of hair is a 30-day growth. So again, in this scenario, he made two Nezirus, two commitments to Nezirus, two Neziruyos, one kishiyeli bein, and the other stam for shalo, for himself, for his own purposes, not contingent, for 100 days. So if, and he begins by conducting the Nezirus for 100 days, if the child is born at some point in those 100 days, less than 70, leaving the father with 30 days to complete after he completes the Nezirus, now incumbent upon him because he has a son, fine, he's lost nothing, because he can stop at day 60, which is when the child was born, conduct the Nezirus of the Bain, for the birth of the Bain, for 30 days, finish those 30 days, have a Tiglachas, bring the Karbonos, etc., for the Nezirus Shel HaBen. He's got 40 days to go for the interrupted Nezirus, do those 40 days, and Chayim al Yisroel, Shalom al Yisroel, he now could bring a Teglachas, Karbonos, etc. But if the child was born, and therefore he became obligated in the contingent Nezirus, after day 70, so that in the Nezirus Shelo he has less than 30 days to go, then he loses a certain number of days. Namely, he loses those days which he counted above 70. So we have completed lesson number 9, and with it we have completed Perek Sheni, the second Perek of Maseches Nazir.